Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we continue the breakdown position by position in the NFL draft. I'm going to talk about edge defenders, and boy, it's loaded with guys with first round or just outside of first round caliber grades. So if your team is needing an edge player, these certainly are prime prospects that will go high to begin with, but the fact that they really are of good quality, I think you're going to see their names called pretty early here in the NFL draft. A reminder, you can get even more detailed film room analysis and draft boards and breakdowns of all of these players, everything dealing with team needs, you name it, we got it for you at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you head on over, take advantage of our scouting season offer that's on the front page, first page of the website on the right side. It's the best deal we got going. You can try it out for a month or 6 months, but if you get it for a year, it'll take you all the way through the rest of this scouting season, all the way through next football season. So it's the best deal we've got going. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss any of our shows like this one. Go back and listen to the other positions if you hadn't had a chance to catch that to this point. We think you will love it. Well, it's going to, outside of the quarterbacks, the edge players are going to get called about as high as anybody in this draft. Will Anderson of Alabama leads the list. Explosive, sudden mover off the line of scrimmage. He really can threaten the edge. He's lethal when spinning out. And he's quick to close once free of a block. He's got strong lower body, long arms. I think the thing that people don't talk enough about him is how good is he setting the edge? He's outstanding. I mean, he's long and strong, and he sets the edge, and probably the most important aspect of what he does, because the fact that you can rush the passer and set the edge, this guy is absolutely worthy of first pick consideration. Obviously, with the quarterbacks, it's going to go in a different direction, and that's fine, and rightly so. But this guy is really something special. His motor's a little inconsistent. He'll take some plays off at times. He tends to win on the edges, and he doesn't work through the blocker's midline maybe as much. I think that's going to come with time. He's a lean body, long arm, good blend of speed, athleticism. He gets off with an explosive first step. It gets up the field immediately to pressure the pocket. He doesn't always win at the point of attack with power, but he's got the suddenness to cross the face of a lineman and slip out of his grasp. Lower body strength allows him to really survive in the run game and set the edge. His lack of bulk is his biggest flaw. That can be modified, I think. He'll get outbodied by heavier blockers. And again, the motor's a little bit inconsistent, but he's a long lever defender with the tools, traits, athletic ability. This guy reminds me of Alden Smith and when Alden Smith came out. There's some people that will like Tyree Wilson of Texas Tech almost as much, and he's certainly a top 10 pick, no doubt about it. Powerful, long levered, can reset the line of scrimmage. He's got a slipperiness to him. He can take advantage of blockers when they overcommit, can align off the edge or condense forward. Bulking up may help with some reduced looks and interior alignments that they put him in. Good play strength to delay blockers, clogs running lanes, high-hipped. Hand placement could be a little high. Can get uprooted against double teams. Need to add more pass rush tools to his arsenal. Not a top twitch rusher, but can explode off the line. Look, a big body defensive end, a Gregory Rousseau type of guy. Big body defensive end with good size, athleticism, long strider. Can gather ground upfield. Good core strength. Freakishly fast for his size. I mean, he can accelerate on the backside. His pad level is the biggest flaw problem that I see. It plagues his ability to hold his own against double teams, but look, an outstanding player nonetheless. Miles Murphy of Clemson is another guy to watch out and remember. Quick, speedy get off to pressure the edges really quickly. polished rush arsenal, can deploy against blockers very, very well. He's got good play strength, holds his own against single or split or doubles. And splits doubles very, very well. His motor runs hot in pursuit. He can struggle to counter on occasion if he's sat on and anchored by power. When forced to redirect, he can struggle to change directions. He's a faster rusher, good burst to grain ground upfield. He's very good attacking the soft edges. He can bend, dip, rip pressure. When squared on, he can convert speed to power. With heavy hands, long arms, struggles when condensed inside, though. He gets stalled, lacks a counter to get out, needs space to build speed against the run, adequate agility to corner and edge, chase the ball, length and leverage are an asset. He's a Trevon Walker type of guy. You know, he's twitchy, disruptive defensive end who lives off speed and strength. Lucas Van Ness is going to go late first round. The redshirt sophomore out of Iowa, he's a high motor guy, and he really is good pursuing a ball carrier, quarterback. Uses the length and strength to muddy the rush lanes. He shows power when rushing to create leverage and overwhelm blockers. Still raw as a rusher, lacks a repertoire of moves to deploy against blockers, can struggle to counter when anchored on. Developing more moves should help with this ability to do that. He's got a little bit of George Kalafatis in him, who obviously came out of Purdue with the Chiefs. Long, muscular frame, good strength, a plus speed. Once he is connected, immediately utilize his length to extend and push blockers back. He does lack a pass rush repertoire at this point, and I question his ability to counter at times. He tends to lean more on power, length to create his pressure. Against the run, he's quick to step up, strike. He's a little labored when redirecting towards the runner. Is more than makes up for it with his motor, though. Good player, and I think it's going to be great value, probably in the 20s in the first round of this draft. Byron Young of Tennessee, raw speed, explosive edge rusher. Can get out in space and run people down, whether it be a ball carrier or the quarterback, as a second gear to finish. Bit of a lower body tightness, good mobility, raw player, needs work on his technique, average instincts. He possesses top-level speed, tightly wound, explosive players, long strider, which allows him to get to the top speed quickly. He's raw as a pass rusher. He's not natural using his hands. He's not a natural bender. He's a little bit tight in the ankles, but he's more explosive than strong. He's got a little bit of Bruce Irvin when he came out of West Virginia. Somebody's going to love this guy, and I think he's going to be going somewhere in the 20s. He gets locked on and struggled to shed blockers. His instincts are pretty average, but, man, does he have explosiveness, speed, upside. Needs refinement, needs to add strength. But I think it's going to be a really good one. A guy that some may not think will go in the first round, and he may not, but I think he's really good value and he deserves to be mentioned, is B.J. Ojulari of LSU. Really good with his timing, heavy with his hands, can stun a blocker, allowing him to penetrate in the backfield. His twitchiness to work an edge and suddenness to make cuts when able to, athletic and fluid to drop and cover or change directions with ease, got some versatility. His longer arm blockers can neutralize him early in their sets, lacks the bulk to hold up against bigger body guys. But look, he can generate power to push the pocket or get an edge quickly. He's savvy. He can counter when needed. Motor's good. When facing the run, I think he shows good awareness to punch and does a good job peeking in the backfield while staying engaged and releasing the block. Once found by a blocker, he looks to discard bodies with the range to quickly constrict where the runner's headed. you know, lack of bulk gives him some issues when matched up against size. We'll get uprooted some. We'll step up when needed in pass coverage. He's got some fluidity in his hips to open and drop. Heavy hands, quick athleticism. I think he's going to contribute pretty early as a rusher, pretty good as a run stopper. He's got a little bit of a Dorrance Armstrong, who's a fourth-round pick of the Cowboys, in him. I think he's just a better version. Two more guys I want to mention. One, Will McDonald of Iowa State. Quick, long, with good bend. He can stress the edge, hot motor, won't give up a play despite how it develops. Active hands, can fight off blocks, create separation. Size and strength are an issue when creating space at the point of attack. Lacks lower body strength and core to root and hold up against double teams. A little bit lean frame, good athleticism allows him to create problems for the offense. Shows burst in his get off, violence with his hands to fight. Lacks true size and bulk to bully blockers or jolt blockers with power. A little bit more slippery as a rusher, showing loose hips, swift feet, can slide past blockers, diverse as skill set of pass rushers, of pass rushes. struggle against the run. Lacks the anchor and strength to root up against good defenders. Gives up ground against bigger blockers, whether it be singles or double teams. The motor runs hot and will give pursuit to the whistles blown. Overall, he's a better pass rusher than run defender. Need to add bulk. To me, he's a Willie Young type of player that Lions took in the 2010 draft, kind of late, I think about 10th round. And the other guy I'm going to mention is, again, potential first-round Grady guys. Some of these are going the second round. Again, there are a lot more guys at this position, so check out LandryFootball.com. But Nolan Smith has got violent hands. He can strike, shed, burst in overall speed to beat the reach. And I think he's versatile to drop and cover. Very comfortable doing that. Lack of size can get him displaced. Struggles bending it back a little bit at the top of his rusher. But look, he looks a little bit of like a Kiki Mingo type of guy. Lean, muscular, 3-4 outside backer, edge rusher, quick in his get off, violent with his use of hands, can engage. He flashes strength to discard while pushing the pocket. When forced to work outside, he owns the speed to kind of shorten the edge. The bend could be a little bit better at the top of his rushes. Given his ability in the passing game, displayed athleticism to drop in coverage, this guy can really play. Against the run, he's a rangy defender. He can beat the reach with – he's kind of slippery and can sift through and pursue sideline to sideline. He's willing to take on anyone, but his lack of size gives him some issues holding up against – bigger body guys and certainly projecting the next level. That's where I see his problems are. Look, he's a tweener, but his instincts, his violence, his effort plays bigger than his size. I think he's an absolute make it guy. And I think he's someone that people will look at as high as the first round. He would be a steal early second round, as a lot of these guys are. Good depth at the edge position. Learn about these guys, more about these guys, as well as all the other players at the edge position, as well as all the other positions. Everything to do with the draft, free agency, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check it out today. Take advantage of our scouting season offer that'll take you through the scouting season, the rest of the, all the way through next football season. So it's the best deal we got going. You can try it out for a month or 6 months as well. You've got plenty of options. And we'll be back talking linebackers next. Be sure to check our previous podcast on each and every position. Go to LandryFootball.com, go under podcasts, and you can listen to those things for free. So we think you'll absolutely enjoy it. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you don't miss any of our shows. Look forward to talking to you again next time. But for now, we bid you adieu. Have a great day, everyone.